Star Trek 57, M23, take two.
It's the It's Got Star Trek podcast.
Patrick here. Unfortunately, we don't have a new episode this week because I was forced to travel overseas on a special secret goodwill mission. However, we didn't want to leave you lacking, so we have provided for you a couple of segments from our Patreon feed. We've taken them out of the old Patreon closet and are providing them to all and sundry. Now, these segments are each what we categorize on Patreon as pre-episode banter, which, as our audience is rather intelligent, I think you'll figure out precisely what that means in context once you start listening. So, we apologize for not having a new episode this week, but we will be back next week with our coverage of Strange New Worlds Season 3 Finale, New Life and New Civilizations. But until then, enjoy these special Patreon presentations. Our first segment is something we refer to as Congo Bongo versus Bongo Congo. This, too, will eventually become clear from the audio you'll listen to. You'll just have to navigate a bunch of nonsense before all that. Congo Bongo versus Bongo Congo. Enjoy.
Gongo Lambo.
I'm looking at it right now. It's Jesse Kotsopoulos.
Jesse Kotsopoulos.
It's Kotsopoulos.
Jesse eats a cat a lot.
Thing where you like pretending that something is real.
Jesse eats a cat a lot.
But it's really
cat
you're tricking me.
And cat a lot. Jesse eats a cat.
You're gonna get yours, Jesse.
I already got it. Giving it back.
I'm gonna fuck you.
Okay. Let me see. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Hey there. No, this is not what I want. How that? How,
I want to open my cringly bits.
This is too crunky. I want like
crunky?
A DJ style.
You're like, get too crunky.
I want a DJ style echo, but this is not it. Hello, 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 hello.
You said it's
hello.
Too crunky.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
Yeah. Poogie
poo.
Hello.
Poogie poo.
Hello.
Poogie
poo.
That song is
hello.
Tight.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, Dan, do you know what Jesse's got over there?
A ping pong shing-a-long?
He's got a kalimba. Do you know where he got that kalimba?
From Amazon?
From the top of that shelf.
I got it on the table.
And I took it down off of the top of that shelf, and I put it on the table in front of Jesse.
He got it off the top of the shelf.
I got it off the top of the shelf. A kalimba. Kalimba. Knock, knock. Who's there? Kalimba.
Kalimba who?
Kalimba who?
Kalimba these nuts.
Sincere laughter. Hey, Dan. You going to participate in the warm-em-ups?
You guys are doing a good job.
You going to participate in the smile-em-ups?
You guys are doing a good job.
But are you testing them up?
Chief O'Brien?
Whoa! Chief O'Brien.
Chief O'Brien?
That's Pekin. Pekin.
Chief O'Brien?
How about if I
add... Alana's on it.
Is that better?
Where would I stay?
Does
I don't get
Chief O'Brien?
All right. That's pretty
I think that's because of the
Holograms?
Holograms. Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Holograms.
Wait, what, Jesse?
Doesn't that Isaac do a hologram?
Yes, he does. He.
You should put it. His version in your rotation.
That's a good idea. I might just do that.
You might, yeah. It's a suggestion. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to pee.
Just don't tell me how to poo. Don't tell me how to poo either.
I won't tell you how to poo.
Just like the ones I used to know.
No, it's not there yet, please.
What?
We're not at Christmas yet.
Oh yeah, it is a little pre-Christmas in there. So we don't. We should do hologram. If we want to do a hologram riff, it should be with a Halloween song, because it's Halloween now.
We did this bit last week.
There's no bit. I'm serious.
No bit. Okay, you can turn off this filter now.
You don't like the echo?
It's like a metallic echo.
I know, it's too metallic. I was going for some sort of DJ one. Maybe I got a. No, that's too much. Hello. No. Hello. Hello.
Better.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I don't even know what they're saying, but it's a good tune.
They're probably thinking about things being cool.
It's pretty rock.
What are you talking about? Which song?
That Japanese song.
Which one?
With that, you know, we just saw that. It was something from that movie and like that band.
Linda, and the I think the band is Linda, and the song is Asahi Nagu.
I think I've heard of that band before.
Sounds familiar.
Linda. I think that's the name of the movie and the band in the movie.
Hmm.
Even though I believe there are four people in the band. So you
like a is it like a The Monkees situation?
I think it's like a Tony situation where it used to be Tony. You know?
Is that what the deal was?
Somebody told me it's actually Tony.
Tony.
What?
I think you're right. Yeah.
In Rockstar, never stop stopping.
Okay, this filter's not great for understanding what's going on either.
That's what you're saying. It's a little difficult to understand what I'm saying, but I'm going to filter out.
It's a little boomy.
This is not amusing to him. All right.
I'm okay with a little bit of reverb.
Is this a little too much? Hello. This is very much.
Nightmare reverb.
Hello. Hello.
Nope. This is kind of crazy. Da 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 da.
Hey there, everybody, welcome to the show. All right. Okay. That's pretty funny. Halloween songs. Let's all get together and sing a bunch of Halloween songs.
Halloween.
The bleeps.
That was a good one.
That's what I'm saying.
It's still really echoey.
Just for Jesse. It's Jesse Echo Town. It's just you, Jesse.
I'm like across the chasm.
We put you in a little box.
Across the chasm.
Jesse's in a little box. Call him Little Box Jesse.
Little Box Chasm Jesse.
Little Box Chasm Jesse. All right. You all ready to get the coughs out? Sniffles. I've got some sniffles. Hold on, let me adjust me sniffles. Let me adjust them. All right. I've adjusted me sniffles. Dan was always the best at that.
Yeah.
He taught me how to do that. I'm not. I can't quite do that. That's awesome. Hey Dan, let me put some reverb on that. Try it again. So, Dan is making a sort of a weird shape with his mouth, creating a cavern, and then he taps his cheek while doing some internal movements while making the sound, and it sounds like water dropping from a stalactite into a cave stream
next to a penis rock.
I'm not entirely sure whether the whole tapping of the cheek is necessary. Do you think you need to do that?
Did you hear me say the penis rock? I was referencing Star Trek.
Yes, you were referencing the episode What Are Little Girls Made Of?
What was your question?
My question is when I watch you make that sound, you always tap your cheek at the same time as you're making it, but it's not clear to me whether that's necessary to make the sound.
I mean, it makes it more percussive.
Let me hear it. So it's okay, so I guess it's necessary.
Sometimes I can make a noise without it, but it's not as... There's that much better.
Yeah.
It gives it more
It really
of a,
makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Is it now... Do you think
That's the word I was looking for the other day when I was talking about Picard saying 504, when I said it had consonants.
What were you trying to say?
When Picard said 504 in Hyde and Q, he was like, 504! And I was like saying it sounded like he had consonants, and you all made fun of me. What a word I was looking for was it was percussive.
It was percussive.
That's what I was looking for.
Not pertussis.
Or nothing.
Did you catch Jesse's joke? Jesse made a Lower Decks joke. Because you said fascinating, and so he said remarkable.
Did I say fascinating?
Yeah, you said fascinating. Now, what if you just hold your cheek? What if you don't tap it? What if you just hold it in a little bit and change the shape? Do you think that would
work? That's what we just had that discussion.
No. What you did? No. I'm saying with your finger. We haven't tried that yet. What we tried before.
What about with my finger?
What we tried before was you not tapping your cheek and just making the sound with your voice and tongue. I'm suggesting that what if you, instead of tapping your cheek, you just hold it as if you were mid-tap. Makes it not work. I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated by the mechanics of the, because it sounds so awesome.
Yeah. And with all this reverb, it sounds like water dripping.
Yeah.
In a cave.
Yeah, that was what Patrick was just saying like a minute ago.
Yeah, totally.
You were busy playing the...
No, I heard him say it. I am reiterating that.
You were playing the Wiz Khalifa. For
the people that have just started... listening to the podcast.
My lips are too dry to do the cricket.
It's not great.
Sometimes I can do that.
Boop. Boop.
Boop. Getting some good action on my left side.
Yeah, don't break your jaw before we record the podcast, though. I'm getting a little vigorous there.
Like it, all your teeth will fall out.
I find this so soothing and fascinating.
This is like new ASMR.
It's remarkable.
I could do this for an hour. It's like my own ASMR thing. But I get so tired of doing this all day.
Can you make it?
It's mildly strenuous. Not really, but like it gets tired of it. Yeah.
Can you make any other clever noises with your mouth? What are some other noises? It's like the Conan O'Brien growl.
Yeah.
I'm just good at cat meows.
You know what's gross about that noise is you're essentially gargling spit. When I go, I'm like, when you go.
Is that what gargling is?
Well, Gargamel. No, when you do this. When you do this, when you go,
you're gargling spit.
When you do this, when you go, you know, like the growl, that's just basically like gargling spit.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. All right, Jesse's doing wind noises.
Ha 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 ha!
leaps.
How delightfully foolish.
The creeps. The sweeps.
I like the sweeps.
Me too.
Shit. I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
Michael Winslow.
The creeps.
It's my favorite one.
I like when he's...
It's my favorite.
I like when he says, like, the radar, sir, it's been jammed. And then Dark Helmet is like, only one man would dare give me the raspberry.
Yeah.
Lone Star. And I didn't get the joke at first. For years, I didn't get the joke because I didn't understand that a raspberry...
I think you've mentioned this before.
Was a term for when you go...
Yeah.
You're like...
I think he's mentioned that before.
It's like blowing a raspberry.
Sometimes.
Okay, can I have the reverb off my voice now, please?
No. You want more reverb?
Yeah, it's like blowing a raspberry. You brought that up in the past before. Right.
Is that better?
No, it's not. You know why.
I'm sorry. I am a child. Bingo bongo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba bingo. Bingo, bingo, bongo, bingo, bingo, bongo.
Remember that game Congo Bongo?
No.
I was going to say the same thing, Jesse. I was like, that dude's, that motherfucker's making shit, some
remember
shit
that
up again.
Shimmy shammy?
No.
My dick in your mouth.
No. I remember the song for this commercial. It was like, Congo Bongo, da-da-da-da, fun. I can't remember what the words he said in that part where he said da-da-da-da.
Is it a video game?
It's like a board game.
A board game.
Or it's not even a board game. Maybe it's like Hungry Hippos where it's like a not really a board game.
With bananas?
But it's like a kid's game, like with action, but like it's
yeah,
like a board
it's
game
it's like,
style.
Does Hungry Hippos does count as a board game?
Like
what do you call that?
Hungry Hippos? Action board game? With a poppy bit?
But it's like, it was like, Congo Bongo, up, fun.
Can you look it up and see if it's real or did you imagine it?
Why don't you look it up?
I don't have any facility to look it up.
What, do you have a key? Oh my God, you're so full of shit.
I don't have anything over here. What are you talking about? I'm raw dogging this podcast.
So why are you asking me to do something when you want to know the answer to it?
I mean, I don't really want to know the answer to it.
You're just trying to get me to do shit.
I'm just trying to, you know.
No, it's not
just warming up our vocal cords.
Actually, Congo Bongo is actually a
Congo Bongo.
It was a video game. It was like a. It was like some kind of like you know, our Commodore some.
Commodore.
Were
you,
maybe it was like Amiga or
was
something.
Was it some sort of racist running around the jungle sort of thing?
Sounds like it.
Was it a ripoff of Pitfall?
You were some safari dude like up against some ape.
So it's like a cross between Pitfall and Donkey Kong.
It was an isometric view.
Ah, wow. Was that like the third person overhead Zelda style?
Yeah, except Zelda's more bird's eye. The isometric is like
a little bit.
It's
a
like
little
it's
bit
like
down.
It's like diagonal. It's like 45 degrees
gotcha.
Rotated. But it gives it more of a like a 3D weirdness look.
A little bit of 3D
because
madness.
Like the buildings that are ahead of you aren't just this flat square. They actually look like they have depth because it's going.
Yeah.
It's turning into a three dimensional. You know how like a two dimensional graph is just up and right, but to simulate the third dimension, they like do some weird. Science to the drawing. They do drawing science,
yeah.
And it turns it into makes
isometric
like
drawing science.
Yeah, that's like what they do with the game.
Yeah,
similar idea.
That's good. I always like these scientific discussions.
Yep. So is your mom.
Isometric. That was such a weak burp.
It was more of like a glurp.
Yeah, it's like I just had like a half burp. It was just like I'm just gonna roll out a little bit.
Roll out.
Isn't that something the Transformers say? Optimus Prime's all like, hey, y'all, let's roll out.
Autobots,
let's roll out, Autobots.
He doesn't say let's. I think
Autobots.
He just says Autobots, roll out.
Hey, all you Autobots, why don't we all just roll out?
Transform and roll out.
Is that what
out.
He says? He's like, let's go ahead and roll out.
It sounds like that other guy.
Let's roll out. Is that along those? I haven't seen Transformers
in
quite a while.
Were you being Mr. Furley or like that or, Jimmy Stewart guy?
Or Barney Fife.
Well, I already said that, didn't I? Oh, Mr. Furley or Barney? Oh, I see.
You're trying to be Jimmy Stewart.
Or Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy Stewart's like that too. I'm sorry. Sort of.
I'm glad you can amuse yourself.
I got good self-esteem.
That Saturday Night Live with like Jimmy, it was like Jimmy Stewart was on the Sprockets.
Sprockets.
Dana Carvey.
It was Dana Carvey and Jimmy Stewart. It was
really
great. I don't think I've ever seen that one. The Sprockets were always so funny.
Shot Liberty Vance.
Shot Liberty Vance, right in the fucking chest. Some weird German.
Sprockets. Oh, this is just crazy. I fought people like this in the war.
Yeah.
I was in the war.
That's offensive to people who've actually been to war. That's offensive to people who've actually been to war.
But Jimmy Stewart was in war.
Who's been
but
to
you
war.
Weren't, Patrick.
No, that wasn't real.
I battled in the streets in the 90s.
Of Falls Church.
The streets of Falls Church.
Falls Church.
West Falls Church. I had some people say that to me once. They were all like flashing a signal, and they were going West Falls Church, West Falls Church. I was like, who are you guys?
Yeah.
Guys and gals.
And then did you flash the East Falls Church?
Yeah. <right. laughs> Signal. Funny thing is, you can use the same hands. Yeah,
it's like a sideways. It's like three fingers up for the W and the sideways.
You just rotate it.
Yeah. Damn right. All right. Are we basically warmed up?
I guess not. I guess Dan still has something.
I think he's got
to work it out here.
Dan has successfully achieved the level that I was hoping. He's now. You can tell this is when Dan's ready to go. He's primed. He's ready to go, and he can't wait to start the show. Hi, hello, everybody. I can't wait. It's going to be the It's Got Star Trek show. We're going to record it soon. It's going to be great.
First you were doing like a Werner Herzog, and now you're doing like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm just having a fun time. It doesn't have to be any one thing. You know, just gotta play
it's
around.
It's Europe. It's pan-European.
Making the voice go up and down. You know, it's a good practice for the
remember
show.
That guy on Ghostbusters 2 who was like that dude? He was
Viggo.
Not Viggo, the one who liked Viggo.
Yeah, the guy who liked Viggo, but he was always saying, Viggo.
Yeah.
That guy was on Ally McBeal.
And Veep.
Yeah, and Veep and a number of other things. I forget his name, even though he's an awesome actor.
Fantasy movie, Dragon, something.
Fantasy Island.
Oh, Dragon Slayer.
Something like that.
It was Dragon Slayer.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
That was like an 80s fantasy weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was low budget or if it just like didn't hit the mark.
Viggo the
Carpathian. There were like several weird like fantasy movies.
And it looked like it should have been something like
Excalibur.
It looked like it should have been something famous, but like when you watch it, it's like what Star Wars could have been if they like didn't hit it just right.
His name is like Peter or something.
Like, you know, if Star Wars,
yes,
Star Wars, if they didn't hit Star Wars just right, it would have ended up like cheesy and shitty like that. It would have ended up like Dragon's Lair.
He was in Adam's Family Values as one of the camp counselors.
Yep.
It was a great film.
Peter.
I wouldn't say it's great, but it's pretty good.
Peter's right.
Something.
Adam's Family Values is pretty good. I mean, you know.
Peter Makabu.
Makabu bread?
Yeah.
Give me some Makabu bread.
You have Jake saying Makabu.
Like, peppermint sauce.
How long does it take you to look it up? Because I know that's a slightly more obscure.
Makabu bread, no crust.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No crust. What a dick.
Rock the Gino, extra sweet. Makabu bread, no crust.
Rock the Gino.
Yep.
What do you put on your Makabu bread?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Some kind of jammy jam.
I can't tell if we started or not.
Started what?
The podcast?
No, we haven't even done a moment of
silence. Oh shit, we should do that.
We will. I might grab a drink while I'm at it.
Just
cuz you know I finished my drink.
You just get ready.
I finished my drink. And then we'll get started, I promise.
Congo bongo, ba fun.
Makes me nervous.
You'll have some jungle fun. Congo bongo, you'll have some jungle fun.
Congo bongo, jungle fun.
I don't know. I don't remember the lyrics. Let me see if I can look up the lyrics.
Sounds suspicious.
Congo bongo, a butthole in your mouth.
Yeah.
Congo bongo. Exactly. Congo bongo.
Wait a second.
In your hole.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Wawa's new Apple.
No.
God, talking about, what is it?
Wawa.
Oh, is it a YouTube thing?
New Apple.
Hey, Apple. You don't like that.
Is that like the orange, that orange guy?
Check this shit out, guys. You're about to eat crow.
Okay, I'm waiting. I was like, do we have to get up to 88 miles an hour? It's like, we're going to see some serious shit, Dan.
Way down deep in the middle of the Congo, a hippo took an apricot, a clover, and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he danced a dilly tango. The rhino said, I know, we'll call it Umbongo. Umbongo, the trigger in the Congo. Python picked the passion fruit, the mama said, the mandarin, the...
Okay, that was not it.
I was going to say that was sounding exactly what I thought it would sound like.
Okay, that was not it.
Kind of what I was worried it would sound like.
This was called Umbongo. I have no idea what it is, but that is not what I was trying to play.
All right.
I think this might be it. Prepare to eat crow, guys.
Okay.
Say, a funny thing happened when I started to play Congo Bongo. Hey, these nuts are crazy. Who are these guys?
How old are they?
Let's not get carried away.
Henry Youngman.
It's like 50 years.
Maybe I'll go for
a swim. Benny Youngman? Henny Youngman? Henny Youngman.
For a walk.
He's the Take My Wife, Please.
Hey, lady, this is a one-way street. Hey, that's the guy I've been looking for.
Is this the commercial for the game?
Congo Bongo from Sega.
Oh, it's
it
a Sega game?
A long, long time.
So they got Henny Youngman.
Wasn't he in like Goodfellas and he played himself?
Yeah, he did.
There's one particular commercial I'm looking for.
All right. I'm down to clown.
Say, a funny thing happened when I started to play Congo.
Okay, I'm never going to find it.
Did you spell it properly?
Maybe I'm thinking of a different product.
Did you spell it with a K? No, but didn't Henny Youngman just say Congo Bongo available on Sega Genesis?
Yeah, but there's a song. It goes like Congo Bongo.
Did you type in Congo Bongo song?
What have I been singing this whole time? I kept singing Congo Bongo, ba 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 fun. I did that like five times.
That song is like, beep. Beepity beepity.
You didn't hear me sing that song earlier? You didn't hear me sing that song earlier.
I did hear you sing it, dude. Chill out.
Then why were you asking me? Why were you saying there's a song? It's like, yeah, there's a song.
Hey, Dan, why don't you chill out?
Maybe it was a different product, but I swear it was Congo Bongo.
Did you type in Congo Bongo song?
Yeah, I did.
Right. Songo.
Maybe
I'm gonna help try to find this.
Songo Longo.
I believe you, Dan.
It might be a different product, in which case we will never find it.
No, I don't buy that. I have faith.
Find you.
I believe you that something happened. All right.
No word.
Okay.
I feel like this is a big waste of time.
Doot. Okay. Congo Bongo song.
I already looked that up, man. I think I didn't look at
Danny
that first.
Danny K.
Long. Danny K.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bongo, bongo, bongo. We were walking through the jungle, and what did we see? A gorilla with the coconuts are swinging at me. Bongo Congo's got the coconuts, the monkeys grab him, see? Bongo Congo's gonna get you, knock you from the tree. He got the wacky smile on the face. Watch out now, he gonna knock you into space. Bongo Congo, a lot of nutty fun. Bongo Congo, you got the most. He'll drive you coco nuts. Bongo Congo, new from Ideal.
Okay, so I was close.
Misa wanna buy that.
Congo Bongo was a video game made by Sega. Bongo Congo with a K.
Dude, that's
Bongo.
You're blowing smoke.
Oh, wait, Bongo Congo.
No, I'm explaining it. Okay. Let me finish my explanation.
All right.
Congo Bongo with a C is a video game made by Sega. Bongo Congo with a K is what I originally said, where it's one of those action board games like Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It is one of those things.
So there was both a Congo Bongo and a Bongo Congo.
With a K.
So the commercial was for the board game?
Yeah, the one that Henny Youngman was doing was for the video game. The one that I just played was for the board action board game.
It's amazing how we didn't realize how offensive the world was.
Tell
handle
me
the resources that they bring back all back
with Remarkable Paper Pro.
Ah. Oh, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave my Congo. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's like, what did they used to call it?
A bingo bango, baby, I'm so happy in the Navy, I refuse to go.
They have a version of this in the game Fallout.
I've got my half.
In the game Fallout.
I've heard that song.
In
before.
The game Fallout, they have like a different version. Check it out. Okay, what does he
say?
Listen to this part of the commercial again. Tell me what, after he goes... Bongo Congo. Tell me what he's saying there. Both of you need listen for me, please.
Okay.
After he goes Bongo Congo, what is he saying? Okay.
Okay.
Go a lot of nutty fun.
Oh, whoops. Wait, sorry.
Knock you from the tree. He got the wacky smile on the face.
It's coming
out. Watch out now. He gonna knock you into space. Bongo Congo, a lot of nutty fun. Bongo Congo, you got
A lot.
He wrecked his smile on the face. Watch out now, he gonna knock you into space.
He says he's gonna knock you into space.
No, that's no.
A lot of
he put a smile
fun.
On your face and
a lot of nary fun.
Yeah, look,
a lot of nothing.
He smile on your face. Watch out now, he gonna knock you into space. Bongo bongo, a lot of nutty fun.
A lot of nutty fun. He says that
a
twice.
Lot of nutty fun.
A lot of nutty. Oh, I want, that's
nutty
probably
fun.
It.
Nutty fun.
You got him.
One more time.
He got the wacky smile on your face. Watch out now, he gonna knock you into space. Bongo bongo, a lot of nutty fun.
Yeah, you're right.
Bongo bongo,
yeah.
You got him.
Yeah, he says.
Cool,
he says,
but rude.
He says, I'm going to nut into your face.
Oh, cool,
I'm
but rude.
Nut in your face.
I'm going to nut into your face.
I remember. I never could figure out what he was saying.
Nutty in your nut on your face.
It takes a little bit.
I've remembered the song since childhood, and I could never figure out what he's saying. But now I do. I know, thanks to Patrick.
It takes age.
Well, I didn't fucking know it that now either. A lot of nutty fun. Well. So now instead of going bongo congo a da 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 fun, I can. Hey, I'm in the middle of saying something. I'm saying something.
I know. I'm listening. This is just background music. Morning,
you turned it way up. I can't talk over that.
Oh, is this too? Is this too loud?
And I was singing another song. You can't. I can't sing a song while you're playing another song. Just pause it for a second.
All right, I've paused.
I was just gonna say is now instead of going. Bongo congo, a da 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 fun. I can say the words which are bongo congo, a lot of nutty fun.
Is it bongo congo, or is it congo bongo?
No, congo bongo is the Sega game. Bongo congo with a K is the action board game.
Should we really be saying
that? Got it. Yes, I'm with Jesse here.
I mean.
And three educated savages holler from a bomb. Oh my god. I think this is the version in Fallout. That civilization. Yeah, this is the version in Fallout.
This is the Andrews sisters
Andrews,
and Danny Kaye.
Yeah. Sounds like
Bongo, I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 no. Bongo, 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 bongo,
no bright lights, false teeth.
Yeah.
Chief O'Brien.
A terrible past. The song is catchy.
Andrew sisters are kind of cool, though.
Oh, the Andrew sisters are great. Yeah. They're just singing about civilized savages and bongo, bongo,
well,
bongo, good. Don't want to leave the con.
Bongo, 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 bongo.
I'm a white dude in the
that song.
I'm
is,
singing
yes,
with these ladies.
A lot of nutty
rather
fun.
Rather objectionable song.
I don't want to sing that song.
Quiet. All right.
A lot of nutty fun.
Shall we get on with the business at hand?
Would you like to play a game?
Get on with the show.
Okay. We will do a moment of silence and then we will get on with the show.
Get on your butt.
My butt is your mouth.
Oh, man. I'll say that.
Some biological portal business. Okay. Moment of silence while we still have a chance. Okay. We have a nice...
Not too bad.
Hefty moment of silence.
I got to keep doing that every week. It's like cleaning your room. It's like, my room's all clean, but then you're like, but then you're like, a week later, you're like, but then a week later, it's like, man, I got to clean this again.
Got to clean my room.
You have to like keep doing it. Like mowing the lawn, it's like, oh, I got to do this again.
It's because of room time.
You're the only one that has to mow the lawn, sir.
Patrick has to mow the lawn.
Jamie mows the lawn.
Jamie does it. Other people do it.
I like mowing the lawn, but
The blade runners. It's the blade runners.
It's not like I'm not eager to do it. Like some people are, you know, Hank Hill, they're all like, they like it. They're like, this is my time to like meditate or relax. When I used to mow the lawn back in the day, I especially enjoyed the going into like a spiral and like cutting it, like being like, I'm cutting it all like even. My current yard is we're letting most of the
You're
grass
on the side of a hill.
We've been trying to like replace the grass with like natural non-grass stuff anyway over time. So our actual yard has been getting smaller and smaller. So we just have an electric mower now.
Non-grass stuff like bushes?
I wish I had a yard.
Yeah, like bushes, ivy, you know,
Pachysandra. I wish I had a yard to mow.
That sort of thing.
But some dudes come to my place, you know, I live in like condo townhouse or whatever, and like
I feel like two conversations just happened simultaneously. Patrick was talking about growing natural stuff in his yard.
Yeah. And then you we're talking about cutting the grass. Yeah,
but you guys were both talking about like what was happening at your respective houses at the same time.
We're providing anecdotes.
And I'm just like, my brain is subject. But my brain is having to parse two different stories about the same subject. I'm like, what's going on?
This is nothing new. Why do you keep having trouble talking to us?
Okay, why do you keep doing it? It's a better question.
This is a classic example. This is a classic and rather literal example of the grass always being greener on the other side. Because in this case, right, in this case, Jesse is lamenting the fact that he does not have a lawn that he controls. His lawn is controlled by the community.
There's a landscaping company.
And so he does not
HOA.
Get to partake.
Okay, so this would have...
Whereas I'm like, you know, I don't want to do the lawn thing. I want to have natural stuff.
So this whole thing would have been much easier to digest and parse and whatever word you want to use had you well said that in sequence instead of in parallel.
Okay, I mean, you know, I think they're parallel streams on the similar
topic.
Don't be
so suburban.
What the fuck does that mean?
Dan's lording over us by having like a robust front and backyard.
I live on a quarter.
My backyard's all like leaves and shaded.
Remember that song Pleasant Valley Sunday? It's just a Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Yeah. Bongo, bongo, yeah, bongo, bongo.
Something
it's the Muggies.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a Carole Kane song.
Pleasant Valley Sunday.
What did I say? What did I say?
Saturday? Did you say Saturday?
I did not say Saturday. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
That's a good one. It's not as good as The Last Train to Clarksville.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's the last train to Clarksville.
I like Pleasant Valley Sunday.
In the morning.
I like Pleasant Valley Sunday because it paints this picture of this sort of like... surreal kind of like American sort of like
thing. The people that wrote that song, they moved to like New Jersey and they lived in the suburbs and they had been living in New York for a long time. Like, and so they like wrote a song like, about the suburbs being all kind of blah.
Who's that guy that does all the classic 50s drawings of like Americana stuff? He's like super famous.
Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Norman Rockwell is great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of reminds
what,
me that.
That's what it looks like, and like when you go to the north, it looks like.
I forget the title of the painting.
It looks like Norman
Rockwell. Apparently, I was reading an article that was in the, like it was talking about the happiest cities in the world, and a lot of them were in New Jersey, according to this article.
I believe it.
It's
the Garden State, after all. But
my people always joan on New Jersey. Though.
People like to joan on it, but I think that's
it's like a lot of like South Jersey.
Like a New York bias or something.
Yeah, South Jersey has a lot of beautiful.
My
stuff
favorite,
New York is all like
my
it's
favorite
all like wetlands. And
my
stuff.
Favorite Norman Rockwell painting. I forget the title. It's called like The New Neighbors or something. But it's where there's a moving van in a suburban, very sort of lily white suburban setting, and. The moving van, it's a black family.
Oh, that's right.
That's moving in. Yeah, and then there are the white neighbors and the kids are like out front kind of looking quizzically. And it's a very interesting vibe.
I've never seen that.
It's a great painting because it's one of those ones that the more you look at it, the more interesting it gets. Mm. You start looking at like the types of curtains in the houses and there's like one house where the neighbor's kind of like peeking out and looking all mean. Mm. But the kids are curious and excited about the new neighbors. You know, it's sort of like this. Yeah,
because they got kids, probably.
Norman Rockwell knew what the fuck he was doing. That
yeah, yeah.
I don't mind saying it. Hey, Dan, Jesse.
Yes.
I don't mind saying it. Norman Rockwell.
Well,
knew
I
what
mean,
the fuck he was doing.
Like if you go there, I mean, in my opinion, if, like there's a lot of places in the north that look like Norman Rockwell paintings, and I mean, if that's true, then like he captured how things appeared.
Well, you know, another thing we can be thankful about, the fact that we turned off that reverb.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Remember when we had that all that reverb for a while?
Now we're ready.
It was a little bit too much.
Now we're ready to start.
All right, so I guess you're all set. All right, let me have a slurp of my blurb. Okay.
Let's do it.
Do one last thing here, and then we will be all set here. Oh, yeah. Doop-a-doop-boop. Clicking the buttons. Clicking these little buttons. Clicking those buttons, yeah. Who's clicking those buttons, yeah?
This fool's clicking buttons.
Clicking all the buttons.
Are you knob twiddling?
I'm twiddling all those dirty little knobs.
Twiddling all the dirty knobs.
Just the dirty ones, though.
Dude.
If my grandma always told me,
don't mess with the dirty knobs.
My grandma always told me,
leave those dirty knobs.
If the knob is clean, let it be. It needs not your interference. You need only interfere with the dirty knobs. Anyway, all right. Yeah. I think we can get started. Hey Dan, are you ready?
Yep.
Hey, that was fun, wasn't it? I thought so. I bet you did too. If you're still listening, that is. And if you continue listening, you're going to get to hear the foundation, the formation, the other F word that means something similar to indicate the initial instance of an argument that Dan and I have been having for quite some time now, at least a year, given the date that this particular segment was recorded, which is what I'll use as evidence for when the argument started, which appears to be in this episode. I didn't know that before listening and reminding myself, but turns out that's where we're at. Okay, which argument are you talking about? Well, longtime listeners will know that Dan and I have been debating the existence of the term macro penis, at least in the medical sense. Dan might say we're not just talking about the medical sense, but that's kind of how I meant it. But anyway, micro penis versus macro penis. Now, fair warning, listeners, before you get to that, there's a whole bunch of other nonsense you got to slog through. But it's a good slog. It's a fun slog, I assure you. You think I'm wrong? Write in at feedback@iscastartrek.com with the subject line, "You're wrong." Without further ado, the next segment, micro versus macro, parentheses, penis. Enjoy.
So now it's recording. So if you want to say anything racist or misogynist, or if you want
to save it for later,
continue ragging on the mentally challenged.
I would never do that.
Go right ahead.
Never.
As if.
As if. Yum, yum, yum. As if. Yum, yum, yum. Chicka bomb bomb. Chicka dom bomb. Chicka bomb bomb. Yum, yum.
So we playing this game or what?
Spock.
Chicka bomb bomb. Chicka chicka. Yum, yum. Chicka chicken. What game? What are you talking about?
Podcast game.
Oh, we'll do that soon. We have to warm up. We have to get used to, you know, I think I've turned off all the things I'm supposed to turn off.
He has to go through all those effects on the voices.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He didn't do that last week.
We've got to go.
Hello.
Take a few minutes where you're saying, like, are we going to do a moment of silence?
Are we going to do a moment of silence?
And then we'll do one, and it'll be, like, extra long.
Yeah. And then someone will go stomping around. Yeah. And I'll get annoyed at some point about the effects.
I'll go like. And he'll be like, why are you moving around?
Me.
All right. The effects portion. Okay, let me turn on the red lights.
Oh, God. You're going to barf on my face.
Yoda.
You're going to barf on my face, Patrick. You're going to barf on my face. You're gonna barf on my face. Don't barf on my face. Don't barf on my face. Go barf on my face.
Well done.
Kiki, cuckoo.
It's Scott Stark.
Go 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 go
five. How old is he?
Hold on. My friend.
Hey, my friend. We are the mighty giants. We sound like this. And I sound like this. I'm the other guy singing.
People in the window. And I'm checking out the people in the window.
We're walking through the street and we see people that are neat. And I go to the store and I tried to buy an apple. But all they had was an onion. I said, sir, where are your apple flavored onions? But we have onion flavored apples.
What was that? The Dead Milkman?
That was no. They that might was the, be giants.
Dead Milkman would be a whole different riff. Like, Jesse, what are you talking about?
That'd be like, wait, that'd be like, And the other guy would be all like,
the dead mouse would they'd have like Philadelphia accents.
Ace. Ace. I touched my ace. That's how they say it. I touched my ace. Yeah. Touch my ace. That's ace. That's ace. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
Kick his ace. Kick his ace.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Ace. That's more like Maryland, right?
It is a little more Maryland.
That's more Maryland.
That's more Maryland.
No, what's that? In that, they might be giant song. How old are they? Are they 5,000 years old or 10,000 years old?
1,000 years old.
Only 1,000? That's bullshit.
That's not very old at all.
Not at all.
That's quite young.
1,000 years old.
Jesse, did you ever hear that song by The Jam? That's all like. Do you remember The Jam? Did you ever hear them?
Yes. 1,000. I've heard a few songs.
There's a song that's.
What do you know?
There's a song that's all like. There's all like.
In my darkest hour, I'm talking like this. What's that, the song?
Jesse, that isn't there that Jam song? It's all like, police on my back, police on my back, and it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
isn't that the Clash?
I think that's a Jam, isn't it?
Hello.
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 No, that's not the Clash.
That's not the Clash.
Yeah,
that's the Jam.
That's like a, that's like later Clash, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. That is the Clash. That's
it's
totally
like from
the
that
Clash.
Album, like, yeah, that's starts from, out doesn't have like kids singing it or something.
Is it from what album is it from?
I forget.
Is it? It's not.
It's like a later. It's not a bad tune. I like that.
That's the Clash. What was I doing? Why did I think that was the Jam?
Were you thinking
that
was the Cars?
That's funny that you thought it was the Jam because you're
it was
a Clash guy.
Yeah, I know. I totally got fucked up. The Jam has that song that's all like, anywhere that you want to be, anywhere that you want to go, uh-oh.
I preserve.
Anywhere
I
that you
want to
be.
Yeah.
It's all singing about art school. It's
I'm
called,
not into like all, I've heard like, I like one, I think there's like
it's,
one Jam song
it's,
that I like.
It's about, it's called, it's a call, it's about art school and he's all like, he's all like, he's all like, anywhere that you want to go, anywhere
I like
that
the
you want to be.
The Damned is good.
Oh, with Captain Sensible?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah that's pretty
I
good.
I think somebody's dead in that album, in that band. But.
The Buzzcocks have a few good ones.
Yeah, Buzzcocks are pretty good too. I think I like the Damned better.
Yeah, the Damned is probably better. I'm just saying. Just listening things.
Or what's that? Subhumans.
Sub Zero.
Subhumans. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some badass British punk dudes.
The Cockney Rejects, do you ever hear them?
No, I don't think I have. I've heard of them.
Yeah. There's some, like, dirty British punk.
Yeah. Or, like crass. Like, there's a lot of sort of yeah. sort of crass style kind of that, you know. But crass is, like, really, they get really out there.
And they always have like a marching beat, like with like a
There's
snare.
There's a couple of those ones like
it's just
that.
Like it sounds
yeah.
like you're marching in a marching band.
I need to get that album again because that shit is tight.
Was he singing like Auntie Mother or something? He's like, yeah, I'm Auntie Mother.
Oh yeah. Or there's one like called like Mother.
Or it's Auntie something. I don't know if they're talking about half the time.
I don't.
There's like the name is Crass, not Clash. You can stuff your punk credentials. It's them that take the cash or something. Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
I'm gonna look it up.
And then they turned into Trouble Woman.
Yeah. Just pretty hilarious.
But the crass stuff is good.
It's called White Punks on Hope.
Yeah, White Punks on Hope. That's right.
They said that we were trash. Well, the name is Crass, not Clash. They can stuff their punk credentials because it's them that take the cash.
Because there's another band that had like White Punks on Dope. There's some other kind of like new wave. I forget who that was. Like.
White Punks on Dope.
Yeah.
Abbreviated as WPOD is a 1975 song by San Francisco-based rock group The Tubes.
That's what it was, yes. The Tubes.
I don't know The Tubes.
But I don't think they were a punk band. Mm.
All right, we should probably do a Flowman of Glylands.
Yes. Stop jibber jabbering about some kind of ancient rock music.
Right.
That's cool, though. I should be like, I need to like listen to some Crass again. Because they had some tight tunes, because they're so weird. They're like some kind of prog punk or something.
Yeah, they're pretty weird. They had some like weird like techno kind of song.
Yeah, yeah, like that song is tight too.
Yeah.
Or like hello hero hero.
Hello hero hero hello. Hello hero hello hello. Yeah. Hello hero hero hello. Hello hero.
That's
hello,
like some
hello.
Kind of proto Riot Girl.
Patrick, what are you doing right now? I don't want MS Paint open. What the fuck?
Why do you have MS Paint open? What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. Did you know they're deprecating MS Paint 3D?
Huh? Deprecating.
Huh. You're kidding me.
And they're gonna refocus their efforts back on the original MS Paint.
Ah. Now, is this an article that you read somewhere?
Well, I've used MS Paint 3D, but I read somewhere that they're deprecating MS Paint 3D.
And did they give a justification? Were people just not using the 3D functions?
I don't know what that. I think there was an outcry from the public because everyone liked MS Paint and they thought that MS Paint 3D was
needlessly complicated.
Yeah, for the use case that it actually gave you. Right, like it's like it could do all this shit, but not that well, and it was kind of a pain in the ass. So it's like
pain in the ass.
It like basically took away what was good about MS Paint, which is that it's like easy to use and quick.
Yeah,
it took something that was easy to use and quick and added complication without much functionality.
I get what you're saying. I've transferred the power over to Jesse. All right, yeah. MS Paint 3D going away.
Time to start the podcast.
Just about time to start the podcast. We'll have to do a moment of silence.
A glowment of glylands.
That's pretty neat.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Okay, all right. Turned off the little bits and pieces
little
there.
Little bits.
You shut your mouth.
I will. Moment of silence.
You shut your pretty little mouth.
Moment of silence starts now.
You shut your mouth.
Your purty little mouth.
You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth right now. You shut your mouth. Hey. 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 You. You shut your mouth right now. Hey.
Right now.
Hey. Put down the phone and shut your mouth.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Bless your heart.
I know. Put it down.
I don't even know.
Put that down. Put that down. I know. Put that down. You shut your mouth. Now give me the phone.
Phone.
That's not silent.
I'm sorry. I hadn't realized that we had officially done a moment.
Well,
of silence.
Nobody was just saying anything.
No,
so
it was just like an awkward pause. Okay, we'll do a moment of silence like now. How about that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that should do it.
That was so long. That was so long.
That wasn't too long.
That's not what she said.
Oh, you said something mean to
Short
me.
Short dick man.
You said something mean.
Short dick man.
Don't
You're
say
short
that.
Dick man.
This is a family
you have a
podcast.
Tiny little short little dick.
I don't think it is a family.
Podcast. We're not doing the podcast yet. This is pre-podcast.
Vagina slime.
Some people seem to listen to it with their families, but
it's like was that an intrusive thought or was that like that was just barely kept at bay.
Popcorn service.
You were just ready to say vagina slime.
Popcorn.
I hope I get to say vagina slime on the podcast.
Popcorn cervix bits.
Popcorn cervix. Oh my god.
Popcorn cervix. Remember, Pat would say labial spaghetti.
Oh no. Yeah.
That's bad news, man.
That sounds bad news.
Deep fried vulva. clitoris soup. Clitoris chowder.
Are you talking about dismembering?
Would clitoris chowder be cream-based or tomato-based?
Well, it depends if you're in Manhattan or New England.
Well,
I mean,
what about coconut milk?
I want to go get a clitoris roll.
No. Can you have? Is it possible?
I don't know what to say.
We're
going to
have to make a new tier on our Patreon. <I know. laughs> There's all this audio we can't clitoris. Release, but if we charge people like $100 a month, right. They can get it.
It's the you're not allowed to get mad at us tier.
Yeah, right. Don't tell anybody about this.
It's an NFT.
NFT, right?
When you listen to it once, it'll vaporize.
Right.
That's funny.
Clitoris.
All right.
I like butter on my clitoris roll. Do you like butter? Do you like mayonnaise on your? Do you like mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
You like Connecticut style or Maine style?
I prefer Maine style.
Maine style is just butter, right?
No. Maine style is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I was wrong when I said like I was lying when I said right. butter. I like my clitoris rolls made with mayonnaise.
Yeah, because the problem I have is like a lobster roll.
I'm talking about clitoris rolls.
I know. Who uses butter? Like Massachusetts? Or
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Maine will have butter, but it's like with mayonnaise and stuff. But like the butter is fine, except like that's just eating lobster. Mm. Then I'm just eating lobster and there happens to be some bread around it. Whereas it's its own thing when it's got some other stuff going on.
Isn't there some like New Haven pizza?
Sure. Why not? Why don't you look that up for us?
Yeah. There's like New Haven pizza. It's a style of pizza.
Oh, was it like one of the earlier forms of pizza in America or something?
There was a New Haven pizza joint in Clarendon for a while. It might still be there.
Is it just covered
with... Is it sort of nonsense pizza?
It's just covered with cigarettes that have had the filter broken off?
Yeah.
Is that what it's topped with?
It's thin crust coal-fired Neapolitan pizza common in and around New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
I've had it before.
It's Neapolitan.
I think, so it's like underdone a little bit.
I like it overdone.
Well, the Neapolitan is generally underdone.
I prefer to cook it.
I like it overdone. I like my cheese like a little bit crunchy.
Yeah, man.
It's just a style of pizza.
I know, and I'm just voicing an opinion.
Everybody's got an opinion, sir.
That's like going to an El Salvadorian restaurant and having a taco and being pissed off that they use corn tortillas. And then giving it a 1-star Yelp review because you don't understand that just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's bad.
I wouldn't do that, dude.
He wouldn't do that, Dan.
Some people do.
Yeah.
I would go there and enjoy their food.
Go in there.
Delicious.
Enjoying the food.
Mm-hmm.
What's that pizza? Going there. What's that pizza place in Arlington? They have another one. It's
Pupitello.
Isn't that like
they got one in Mosaic? It's good. That's good.
That's Neapolitan pizza.
We totally need to go.
I mean,
there,
I like
man.
Neapolitan pizza.
So they undercook it a little. You can
cook
it more.
Can we all go there and do a podcast?
Yeah, you can ask them.
I'm not saying that they undercook it as it's not cooked. I'm saying it's not crispy. It's a little floppier.
Yeah. No,
it's
okay. I like Neapolitan pizza. Like when I guess I still like.
I thought you were obsessed with Pupitello.
No, I think I've been there like maybe two or three times.
I'm just kidding. I knew you weren't obsessed, but I do remember you mentioning it.
Let's go to the Arlington one.
Go to either one.
It'll be exotic.
Yeah.
We can go to Mosaic too, but Arlington's probably more convenient to you.
Parking's better at Mosaic. Well, actually.
Yeah, parking's better at Mosaic.
Like, yeah, because if you want to go to the Arlington one, you have to like park in a neighborhood somewhere walk there.
Let's park at your house. And
we can park at the weed dispensary.
I don't
dispensary.
Know if it's even close to it.
It's not.
Is it close to the weed dispensary?
I don't know where there's an Arlington weed dispensary.
Oh, come Beyond on. Hello. You got to find
That's
out.
That's where I go every
where?
The Beyond Hello. It's in Arlington.
I think
it's
they're
near,
all called
it's near, what is that, Playground? It's off of Clarendon Boulevard.
It's next to the playground.
The Arlington Playground. Is it near Ball's?
There's actually like a really awesome Arlington Playground that we frequently take the kids to that's got a big climbing gym and stuff.
Where is it
near Ball's Crossing?
I don't know. It's near 50. It's like you can like get off 50 and be there in like 2 minutes. So it's like, you know, you get off of like, you take
Fillmore.
50 around the, you know, around the bend,
Pershing.
And then you take exit 10 and then you take a right on like Barton Street or something. A left and then you take a right.
Yeah. You take a left on Barton Street.
Yeah. Right. And then you take a right up onto something and regardless, you end up at the weed store and pretty
down,
quick.
Yeah, you're in the heart of
Arlington. So you take a left, when you take a left on Barton, you then go up that and you take a right and go into Clarendon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's in Clarendon.
A-town.
I guess it's in Clarendon.
Okay.
It's just like not in the part of Clarendon we were hanging out in. It used to be more industrial and now it's converting.
The Pupitella is on Wilson Boulevard near McDonald's and a Safeway, kind of near down the street from Upton. Upton Hills.
Farther away from Falls Church than Upton.
That's where like
Upton Hill. That's where the Nazi guy was.
That's where the Nazi guy.
There's a Nazi
guy. That's where he lived too.
What are you talking about?
He lived on Upton Hill.
What is this, Gordon?
It had three names.
His name was George Lincoln Rockwell.
George Lincoln Rockwell. Yeah. He was the head of the American Nazi Party.
Yes.
He was assassinated at that strip mall.
That's yeah.
When?
Back in the 60s.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Cool.
Yeah. In the 60s, Arlington was married to an Icelandic lady. Neo-Nazis.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That's one of the things that like some of the DC bands were like, the anti-Nazi bands were like, you know, punk rockers and stuff were like, because of like the Arlington Nazi, like the headquarters of the American Nazi.
John Wayne was a George Lincoln Rockwell supporter.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, John Wayne sucked. He was like not a nice guy, but I look at
him. Yes.
He had apparently had a really small penis.
Yeah.
Mm.
According to women who slept with him,
like a micro penis.
Yes,
I don't think it was like micro penis,
but
like
it wasn't a macro penis.
Well, he was a pretty small dude too. If you see his shoes, he wore like a size five men's or something.
So it wasn't a macro penis.
It certainly was not what you have termed a macro penis, although you have not defined. What
I think you can figure it out.
No, I can't because
come
I don't
on.
Know.
You're smart.
No. What I don't know. It's a somewhat arbitrary threshold as to what becomes great or small. A micropenis has a medical definition.
Oh.
You've invented the term micropenis.
What's the medical definition?
Then
what's the medical definition of micropenis?
You can look it up. Is my point.
Look what he does. He says, "I'm going to prove my point by not knowing what the point it is I'm proving, but you're going to have to do the research on it."
The burden of proof
is on you, sir.
No, that doesn't logically follow. Dan.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You can't have an argument and then tell someone else to look it up.
No. First of all, you
find out what
can.
It means. You're presenting
Second
the
all,
argument.
I'm asserting, and I think you'll agree that if you look up the definition of micropenis, there will be a medical definition. Whereas if you look up macropenis, there will not be a definition. And
you're saying this without any kind of proof or knowledge or backup.
I'm saying it because I'm positive that's the case.
See, that's
because
not...
Because micropenis is a medical term.
That's a shit argument.
Macropenis... No, it isn't. It's a very good argument.
No, because you're saying nothing.
And you're missing the opportunity.
You're saying nothing.
You've coined a phrase, but you... It's not...
How do you know I coined it? It might exist.
Because you're the only one that's said
and this. And it won't catch on unless you provide some definition of how the phrase should be applied.
Number one.
Is it like you have
number
a 10-inch
one.
Penis? Is it an 8-inch penis?
Number one. You can sort of guesstimate...
So like a macrocosm?
So you can guesstimate what it means.
So what is your
guesstimate? Let me finish what I'm fucking saying.
No.
You can guesstimate what it means.
No, I can't.
And you just can't. You can't help it. You can't let me finish my point. You just have to interrupt me and say no.
I want you to finish.
You can't interrupt someone with a no when they're halfway through a point because that's not a full point made. There's nothing to respond to. That's out of context.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You can take a guess about what it is in general, have a vague idea of what it might mean, as opposed to saying, I have no idea what is it a pickle? Is it a spider? Is it a weird car? Is that what a macro penis? I have
horseshoe
no
crab.
Idea.
I just don't know. Is it 8 inches? Is it 10 inches? Is it 14 inches? Well, is it about the thickness?
Well then tell me how big a micro penis is.
There's a medical definition.
See, you don't know.
I don't know it off the top of my head, and the reason why I'm not going to guess at it is because I know that there's an actual medical definition.
But you have no proof.
No, I
you
don't need proof because that's a known thing.
You have no evidence.
Well, you're the one who sounds
evidence.
Like a fool.
No, I don't sound like a fool. You're the one saying, oh, well, it's not a macropenis. Tell me how big it is. I don't know. Tell me how big a micropenis is. Oh, I don't know. Like, somehow that argument somehow cuts the mayonnaise or whatever.
Okay, how about this? Let's go ahead and let's click start on this whole podcast thing. I propose we do that.
Apropos.
I think we're all warmed up.
Well, what did I tell you, folks? A couple of good segments. Pre-episode banter. You can find more of that on our Patreon at patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. Or you can just wait for a future week when we didn't have time to record regular new content. Whatever your preference is. Doesn't bother us either way. We love you regardless. We mean that sincerely. Thanks so much, and we'll be back again next week with fresh, tasty, new content. Our coverage of Star Trek Strange New Worlds Season 3 Finale, New Life, and New Civilizations. Till then, goodbye.
Say, a funny thing happened when I started to play Congo Bongo. Hey, these nuts are crazy. Who are these guys? Hey, fellas, let's not get carried away. Oh, no! Maybe I'll go for a swim.
On second thought, maybe I'll go for a walk. Hey, lady, this is a one-way street. Hey, that's the guy I've been looking for.
Congo Bongo. Buy it now and save $5 on Star Trek or Buck Rogers. Now that should put a smile on your face.
Bongo, 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 bongo.
We were walking through the jungle, and what did we see? A gorilla with the coconuts swinging at me.
The gorilla's got the coconuts, and your monkey's got to grab as many as he can. Get the most coconuts and you win. But watch out, or Bongo Congo will send you flying off your tree.
Bongo Congo, a lot of nutty fun. Bongo Congo, you're back in
one.
He'll drive you coconuts. Bongo Congo, new from Tyco.